This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Human-centered conflict resolution for personal flourishing and positive outcomes. Discover how human-centered conflict resolution techniques grounded in positive humanism and secular values lead to personal and collective flourishing. Human-centered conflict resolution, the key to personal and collective flourishing. You know, conflict is one of those things nobody really enjoys, but it's just an inevitable part of life. Whether it's a disagreement with a co-worker, tension in family relationships, or even conflicts on a larger societal level. How we handle these moments makes a huge difference. Today, I want to talk about human-centered conflict resolution techniques, how focusing on the human side of conflict can help not only settle disputes, but also promote personal flourishing and healthier communities. Now, when I say human-centered, I'm drawing from the idea of applied humanistic philosophy. Instead of seeing conflict as something purely adversarial or about winning and losing, this approach focuses on understanding the people involved, their feelings, their needs, and their values. It's about actively practicing empathy, respect, and open communication so everyone feels heard and valued. This stands in contrast to some traditional approaches where the goal might just be to find a quick fix or a compromise that leaves some side unhappy. One of the cornerstones of effective human-centered conflict resolution is active listening. Sounds simple, but how often do we really listen when someone is upset or frustrated? Active listening means more than just being quiet while someone talks. It's about paying full attention, acknowledging their feelings, and reflecting back what you've heard to confirm understanding. This not only helps diffuse tension, but also builds trust and shows that the person matters as a human being. Validation, recognizing and affirming the emotions of the other person without necessarily agreeing with their viewpoint. Nonviolent communication, using language that expresses your needs and feelings without blame or judgment. Focus on interests, not positions. Instead of getting stuck on fixed demands, one explores why these matters are important. By integrating principles from positive psychology, human-centered conflict resolution doesn't just aim to fix the immediate problem, it looks ahead to nurturing relationships and personal growth. Conflicts, when handled thoughtfully, can become opportunities for learning about ourselves and each other. They help build resilience, self-awareness, and mutual respect. It's also important to highlight the benefits of grounding conflict resolution in a secular worldview. When we remove supernatural or dogmatic elements, it becomes easier to focus purely on common human values: fairness, dignity, honesty, and compassion. This shared foundation opens the door for dialogue free from ideological biases and allows people to come together based on shared human experiences and goals, which is exactly what humanistic values promote. Let me give you an example. Say you're dealing with a conflict at work regarding project responsibilities. Instead of getting defensive or assigning blame, a human-centered approach would encourage everyone involved to express their concerns openly. Maybe one person feels overwhelmed while another feels unappreciated. Bringing these feelings out into the open, validating them, and collaboratively exploring solutions creates an environment where everyone can thrive. One way to really build your skills in this field is to immerse yourself in resources dedicated to positive humanism. There's a fantastic book called Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. This book explores humanistic values in a practical, accessible way and shows how adopting a positive humanism framework can help in all areas of life, including conflict resolution. What I appreciate about this approach is it encourages us to see conflict through the lens of shared humanity. We're not just trying to win an argument, we're working toward mutual understanding and creating space for everyone involved to flourish personally and socially. And that idea of flourishing aligns beautifully with humanistic values and the principles of positive humanism. If you want to improve your conflict resolution skills and start embracing a worldview that supports personal flourishing, empathy, and mutual respect, I highly recommend picking up Positive Humanism, A Primer. It's a wonderful starting point to deepen your understanding of secular, human-centered approaches that promote harmony and growth. So next time you find yourself facing a difficult conversation or conflict, and try shifting your mindset. Listen fully, acknowledge the human behind the emotions, and approach the situation with compassion and curiosity. You might be surprised at how much healthier your relationships become and how much personal growth can stem from those moments. Thanks for chatting about this with me. Remember, conflict doesn't have to be destructive. It can be a powerful tool for positive change when handled with humanistic values and a commitment to positive humanism. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today by visiting positivehumanism.com.